Sermon 8. Let us live the life of an evangelist of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 through 31. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. We must live while thinking of the sinners who have not yet been saved from their own sins. In this world, there live numerous souls who have not yet received salvation from their own sins. They are the ones who must receive the removal of sins in their hearts through the faith that believes in the ministry of the baptism the Lord received from John and the ministry of shedding blood by hanging on the cross in order to save them from the sins of the world. The word of the gospel of salvation from sins given by the Lord is, when you come to know it, a truly clear and certain truth of salvation. However, there are still those who live without having escaped from their own sins. While living in this world, their problem of sin can only be resolved if they meet those who testify to the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. Because they are sinners who have not yet been rescued from their own sins, they are the ones who must meet the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord and receive the removal of sins by faith. When we think of the people who have not yet been saved from their own sins, we realize how vast the ministry of preaching the gospel left before us is. They are fallen into the sins of the world and are living and dying in emptiness, futility, and darkness. Those who have not been saved from their own sins are trapped in the sins of this world, living a painful life due to committing unwanted sins. We have the responsibility to preach the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to them. Until the day all those people hear the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, believe it in their hearts, and are saved, we must continue the ministry of literature missions. Until the day the second coming of Jesus Christ takes place in this world, we must be those who preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We must preach the message of the cross, not the wisdom of words. Seeing that there were many factions within the Corinthian church, the Apostle Paul spoke like this: For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 17 through 18. Here, the expression wisdom of words comes from the Greek word sophia, meaning trying to save people by persuading them with skilled eloquence and academic logic. What Paul intends to say is this: it is not because I spoke well that you received salvation. In this world, there are many people who believe in and preach Jesus as the Savior. Some propagate the gospel of Jesus' cross through fluent eloquence. People hear their words saying, "Jesus was crucified and hung on the cross on behalf of your sins," and come to believe while shedding tears. However, those who are certainly saved by believing the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit are extremely few. Among the people who came to believe in Jesus as the Savior due to the words of human wisdom, there are also many who end up living fallen into worldly religion, because their faith is the belief that original sin is removed when believing in Jesus, and actual personal sins are removed daily through prayers of repentance. They are placed under the situation where they must have their sin problem resolved again with the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. They must meet the word of truth, by which God saved us from the sins of the world, through the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. To do so, many books in which the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is recorded are needed. Even after becoming a worldly religious person by believing in Jesus, if one meets the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, one can have the problem of sin resolved. It is through going through such a process that one becomes born again. The truth of receiving salvation by having your sins removed is all recorded within the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. The word of salvation given by God has been fully manifested and shown within the ministry of the baptism the Lord received from John and the cross. What is the message of the cross? The message of the cross does not simply point only to the death of Jesus. It is an implicit statement of how Jesus saved sinners from the sins of the world. The message of the cross is fully contained within the ministry of truth, completed by the ministry of the baptism Jesus received from John and the ministry of the cross. The message of the cross implicitly speaks of the truth of salvation, accomplished by the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross, meaning that it gives salvation to those who believe. The message of the cross means that Jesus took upon himself the sins of humanity in detail through the baptism he received from John, went to the cross and shed blood, and resurrected from death to save those who believe from the sins of the world. In other words, the message of the cross is the word of truth that he opened the way to the kingdom of heaven through the harsh judgment of sin. The message of the cross speaks of the way to receive the removal of sins that is within the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit spoken by the Lord, that is the core truth of the gospel. It is that Jesus Christ came as the Savior to save sinners from judgment and saved those who believe. This word is the message of the cross. The message of the cross is the gospel word in which human salvation is materialized. In the Old Testament times, God promised to give us the removal of sins through the sacrificial law. He told us that when a sinner lays his hands on the sacrificial offering, his sins were passed on to that sacrificial offering, and thus by that offering shedding blood and being burned in the fire on the altar of burnt offering, the sins of those who believe would be removed. The message of the cross is the content that implies the truth of salvation that materialized all the prophetic words of the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, when a person committed a sin, he could receive the removal of sins in his heart by laying his hands on the head of an unblemished sacrificial offering to pass on his sin, and the priest receiving the blood of that sacrifice and putting it on the horns of the altar of burnt offering to offer a peace offering. This truth of salvation is that Jesus received baptism from John the Baptist, the representative of humanity, to have all the sins of the world transferred onto his own body, was crucified to receive the judgment for those sins once and for all, and resurrected from death to give true salvation to those who believe. Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Such a gospel of salvation is the message of the cross. What existed only as a concept in the human mind appearing materialized into action. The truth that salvation was accomplished by the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood, and that the way to enter the kingdom of heaven was opened, is precisely the message of the cross. The reason Jesus could die on the cross was because Jesus, who came to this earth, took on flesh and received baptism from John the Baptist to have the sins of the world transferred to him, thereby establishing the basis upon which he could receive the judgment of sin. Therefore, Jesus could bestow eternal salvation upon those who believe by being crucified, shedding blood, dying, and resurrecting. Today, because people try to understand the message of the cross without the gospel of the water and the Spirit, they are failing to have their own sins concretely removed. The true removal of sins is accomplished by Jesus receiving baptism from John to have the sins of the world transferred to him, being crucified to shed blood, and resurrecting from death. That name is Jesus Christ. He came with three offices and saved his people from their sins. Jesus Christ, who saved us from all sins through the foolishness of preaching. The Apostle Paul speaks thus: "For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. What is the foolishness of preaching? It is that Jesus came to this earth, received baptism through John the Baptist, to have the sins of the world transferred onto his own body, was crucified, resurrected from death in 3 days, and gave the removal of sins to those who believe. The Bible has told us that the message of the cross is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. How did people view this word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit? There are those who think they must do something themselves or realize some discipline to receive salvation. However, because it says one is saved from sin simply by accepting the ministry of Jesus Christ, who is the master of truth, by faith, people thought it was a false deception, because they did not see with their own fleshly eyes the event of Jesus receiving baptism from John and having the sins of the world transferred to him. The claim that believing that fact in the heart washes away sins and eliminates all sins felt too unfamiliar to them. But if we think a little more deeply, the faith that believes in the fact of the ministry of baptism Jesus received from John, the ministry of the cross, his death and resurrection, was a gospel that is more than enough to become the true truth of salvation. The word preaching, evangelism, is kerygma in Greek, which means proclamation, the cry of a herald. The content of the proclaimed gospel is this: God sent his Son Jesus Christ to this earth and made him receive baptism from John the Baptist, who was established as the representative of humanity, thereby transferring the sins of all humanity onto his body once and for all. And Jesus, having received the transfer of all the sins of the world once and for all, was crucified, shed blood, was killed, and resurrected, thereby becoming the Savior of those who believe. Jesus Christ accomplished salvation for us through the message of the cross. Proclaiming this gospel message of salvation is precisely preaching. The Jews wanted signs. They wanted miracles such as bread piling up like a mountain when Jesus gave thanks, or him walking on water. The Greeks wanted wisdom that fit perfectly logically and scientifically. However, God abolished all human wisdom and miracles, and permitted those who believed the message of the cross spoken of in the gospel of the water and the Spirit through preaching to receive true salvation. God's wisdom and human wisdom. It is said that the foolishness of God is better than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. Man-made theological doctrines say that one is saved from one's sins by making them pray prayers of repentance every day, and that by living like that, one ascends to heaven step by step. However, the message of the cross, which is the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by God, says that by faith we enter the eternal kingdom of heaven once and for all. God the Father sent John the Baptist, transferred the sins of the world onto Jesus' body through the baptism given by John, and completed our salvation by having him shed blood on the cross and resurrect from death. Through the baptism he received from John, the Lord took charge of our sins of the world once and for all, received the judgment for our sins on the cross, and by resurrecting from death, allowed those who believe to receive eternal salvation. The Apostle Paul was someone who could interact with the intellectuals of the world. However, he did not do so with the wisdom of human words, but testified to Jesus, who completed the message of the cross by preaching the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, loved me and you, and came to this earth as the Savior of sinners. By receiving baptism from John the Baptist, he received the transfer of the sins of the world once and for all, and after receiving the judgment for those sins by being crucified, Jesus Christ, who resurrected from death, has now given eternal salvation as a gift to those who believe. Paul proclaimed such a message of the cross. God once stirred up a thirst for the truth concerning the gospel of the water and the Spirit within my heart in order to meet me. I always harbored the question of why Jesus received baptism from John. Then one day, my question was resolved by the word in Matthew chapter 3, verse 15. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. I realized then the fact that Jesus went to the cross after receiving the transfer of the sins of the world by receiving the baptism given by John. I had only known Jesus as the Savior who hung on the cross and received the judgment for my sins. Therefore, when I came to know Jesus who received baptism from John, received the transfer of all my sins, and received the judgment of the sins of the world in my place, the shock was so great that I had to sit down for a long while. From that time on, I came to know that sin had been eliminated from my heart. Peace came to my heart. And I came to preach this word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit to all people in the world. I preached this gospel word of truth, and to those who said they could not believe it, I preached the gospel word again and again from the beginning. In the midst of that, the realization came, if my sins passed onto Jesus' body when Jesus received baptism from John, then now I have no sin. And the number of believers also increased. I came to know by faith the fact that the Lord saved me from the sins of this world, and now I have become an evangelist who preaches to the whole world. The reason he chose the foolish things of the world. It is written like this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 27 through 29. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. This is not a saying that all the people inside the Corinthian church were lacking. When seen through God's eyes, all people are lacking. In fact, even those who consider themselves to have a lot go empty-handed when they leave this world. Wearing a single shroud and covered by a single coffin, they enter into a small plot of land. Everything achieved through a lifetime of toil eventually returns to dust. Therefore, the Apostle Paul speaks like this in verse 30, "But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness and sanctification and redemption." The Lord came to this earth, received the baptism given by John, was crucified to receive the judgment of the sins of the world for us, resurrected from death, and became our Savior. Therefore, we all have become able to receive salvation through the faith that believes in the baptism Jesus received and the blood of the cross as our salvation. He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 31. The gospel we can boast of is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. By believing the message of the cross in our hearts, we were able to receive salvation from all sins once and for all. We are by no means those who received salvation because human wisdom was outstanding. The evangelist must preach the Lord's gospel word, the gospel of the water and the Spirit, by faith. It is not God's wisdom for us to pursue only succeeding and living well in this world after receiving the removal of sins in our hearts. A person who has received the removal of sins must become an evangelist who preaches the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. It is not a wise life to live trapped in one's fleshly desires even after receiving the removal of sins in one's heart. A life of preaching the gospel with the faith that believes in the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which is God's wisdom, is the life of a wise person. If we preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world, God blesses sinners and bestows the faith to be saved. This is precisely the meaning of the word, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Preaching the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is both an easy and difficult task. From the perspective of those who are still fallen in sin, it might seem impossible. However, preaching that the Son of God came to this earth, received the transfer of the sins of the world once and for all through the baptism he received from John, was crucified, and died to receive the punishment for the sins of the world, and resurrected 3 days after his death to save us who now believe, is something anyone who believes can do. It is a gospel word that anyone who has received the removal of sins can testify to. Feeling the work of evangelism as a burden in the heart is because one tries to preach with one's own wisdom. No matter how well one speaks and explains logically, if the Holy Spirit does not give realization to that person's heart, he cannot receive salvation. If you come to have the faith that Jesus, who came to us with the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, received baptism from John to have the sins of the world transferred to him, shed blood on the cross, and resurrected from death, the salvation the Lord gives is yours. Then, that person will receive salvation through the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Apostle Paul spoke like this, "And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? How can they receive salvation?" Those who are born again must now all become evangelists. When you evangelize, the Holy Spirit is pleased and gives you strength. If you do not evangelize, you lose strength, have distracting thoughts, and spiritually lose vitality. Even if there are difficulties and pains for you, if you run forward toward the gospel of the water and the Spirit, God will resolve all the remaining problems. The flame of gospel evangelism that we must do must not cool down. The work of preaching the word of the gospel of the water and the Spirit is so beautiful. There are so many people who have not yet been saved. Preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit so that even one more soul may be saved. When you preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit, God gives the blessing of receiving salvation to those who hear.